You've seen the disaster in Oklahoma, right? With, you know, cash transactions for land. You're seeing a lot of gang activity there. You know, you're having, actually, matter of fact, they're one of their drug enforcement people down there in their agency said they're, he said 98% overgrown, meaning 2%. He said 1.8 of their grow can fill every medical card. So it's not being sold into the, as medicine, right? So that, I think that harms the conversation. If you're having a legitimate conversation, if you're really talking about, that's a different conversation than what we've had.
Mid-American Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Washburn University has announced that they are opening up their observatory for the public to enjoy some special events starting this week. As WIBW reports, that the events are sponsored by Washburn University's Physics and Astronomy Department that will take place on 13 different scheduled dates over the springtime, weather permitting. Coming up this week, it is kicking off with February 1st, followed by the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th, followed by another event on March 7th, the 21st, and 28th, and into the months of April and May. Each event starts from 6:30 to 8 p.m., where you have an opportunity to see some stars and enjoy the observatory. They say it's an annual event that they like to launch it shortly after Kansas Day that gives individuals an opportunity to see the stars in a different way. And Tracy, I have to say, I love observatories and definitely excited about the upcoming events. According to the department, they say that the events are free to the public and are available for all ages. For more information, you can go to the website at washburn.edu/observatory. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Encourage Advocacy Center is hosting a fundraiser at the Lachlan Country Club for abuse survivors, as it will be hosting the inaugural Mint A Night to Treasure, as they look to raise funds for different things that Joe Bear, who spoke with KSMB Local 4, explained.
Some of the things that we're able to pay for with fundraisers like this are replacing locks on doors after an abusive person has been removed, or replacing tires if the abusive person slashes the tires on a car.
In other news, for the first time in their elected runs, none of the Nebraska's five-member all-GOP congressional delegation received an endorsement from the Nebraska Republican Party. They have chosen to endorse the challengers of Senator Pete Ricketts, Representative Don Bacon, and Representative Adrian Smith. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The county health nurse advising the new building's almost ready. The move to begin this week and the department will be closed for at least a week. Appraisal notices will be set out March 1st. Personal property renditions are due March 15. U.S. Imaging will be in the courthouse from February 5th through the 21st, scanning old documents for the Register of Deeds office. Extension office reporting that income tax preparations are starting. Ag agent interviews will be conducted starting April 29th. Sheriff reported being at full staff with the deputy leaving soon. Marvin Trey Carver will begin as new part-time deputy. Treasurer finished up first-half tax collection. Heavy truck renewals did not get mailed out first of the year. State will mail out renewals February 1st. Public Works remains busy with snow removal. The county clerk is getting prepared for upcoming filings for office and elections. An employee appreciation breakfast is scheduled January 31st, 7:30 till 9 at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Washington County Commissioners last week approved the federal aid agreement for the Hanover Bridge. Washington County Public Transportation Service has begun with arrival of the vans, hiring and training drivers. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging out of Hiawatha will dispatch drivers with calls routed to 785-742-7153, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, for transportation available weekdays for a minimal passenger fee. Services first come, first serve, with advance reservation requested. Commissioners took no action on a request from the Road and Bridge Department for a wheeled excavator that would be used to mulch trees and clear ditches, noting a savings in man hours for such tasks. Estimated cost over $400,000. Insurance rates are due to rise 7% this year, owing in part to some $800,000 in new equipment added last year. Gage County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a special use permit for a telecommunications tower in Blakely Township after a public hearing with no comments against the request coming forward. Recently hired Wymore Police Chief Bobby Martinez introduced himself. The final outreach meeting open to public comment on road and bridge grants will be in conjunction with the annual township meeting February 8th at 7 p.m. at the Legion in Beatrice. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County Friday morning as a semi-tanker hauling propane was struck by a pickup that slid on the ice attempting to turn off U.S. 77 at Pickrell Road. The pickup spun out of control and the driver was ejected and died as a result of the accident. Both trucks caught fire, but the semi-trailer with propane was not involved. The semi-driver was not injured. The fatality was 21-year-old Evan Tice of Sterling. The U.S. 77 was closed several hours Friday morning as authorities responded. Seven people were injured in a Nemahal County accident Sunday morning, reported shortly before 10 a.m. Linda Welliver, age 78, of Goff, struck Christina Niehuis of Goff at 80th and S. Roads after failing to yield at a stop sign. Welliver was transported to the Holton Hospital. Niehuis and five passengers in her vehicle were taken to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. Martha A. Lindsley, age 90, of Haddam, passed away January 22nd. Private graveside service will be held at a future date with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Martha Lindsley. Doris Bishop, age 90, of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Doris Bishop. Bernard R. Wayne Hill, age 87, of Holm, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the Holm City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 4:30 at Kinsley's in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Arwayne Hill. George F. Chase, age 77, of Beatty, passed away January 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for George Chase. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, teeter tot casserole, beets and peaches. Tomorrow, ham salad, crackers, vegetable soup, celery and carrots, tropical fruit, and a cookie. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warm today with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday as well with our highs in the mid 50s and mid 60s. And partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 30s and mid 40s. Partly sunny skies Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s, and a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers are likely into Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and more rain may continue into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More rain will continue into Sunday as well with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and some rain over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 41, record high on this date 66. The average low 19, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:45. It's 32 degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of January. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's time to tax like a champ with help from your local pros at H&R Block. Block guarantees 100% accuracy and your max refund or your money back.
Walk in or make an appointment with your local H&R Block agent, 907 Broadway in Marysville or 115 North 6th Street in Beatrice, to see for yourself why it's better with Block.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville, 907 Broadway, or in Beatrice at 115 North 6th.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. Clash of the Western Conference leaders. The T-Wolves were in Oklahoma City to tangle with the high-octane Thunder. Both teams tied atop the Western Conference. Fourth quarter.
Anthony Edwards with a left-handed dribble. Projects the screen. Drives down the lane. No! And dunks it with two hands. Unbelievable!
The call on KFAN. Anthony Edwards scored a team-high 27 points in Minnesota's 107-101 win. The Wolves now lead the West by their lonesome. Down 10 at the half to the Pelicans, the East-leading Celtics went to work, narrowing the deficit in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum helped rally the Celts, scoring 12 of his 26 in the quarter. Boston snaps a two-game losing streak with a 118-112 win. Head coach Joe Mazzulla.
Being down 10 in the NBA is really not foreign to, like, that happens all the time. And so, like, at halftime I said that, I was like, what are you doing? It's a 10-point game.
The white-hot Knicks went into Charlotte down two starters, but Jalen Brunson put on his hero's cape.
Charlotte has outscored the Knicks 17-6 since Clifford's ejection. Brunson a floater. He now has 30.
The call on ESPN New York. Brunson led all scorers with 32 points. The Knicks drubbed the lowly Hornets 113-92. The Knickerbockers extending their winning streak to 7. Denver outscored the scuffling Bucks 113-107. Cavs beat the Clippers 118-108. Suns crushed the Heat 118-105. And the Blazers routed the Sixers 130-104. NCAA men's top 25. Number 4, Houston avoided an upset, edging Texas 76-72 in OT. 7th-ranked Duke handled Virginia Tech 77-67. NHL Predators and Senators went to OT.
Giroux gets it back. Giroux scores! Claude Giroux wins it!
The call on TSN 1200. Ottawa wins 4-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
and SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to SkyRizzy, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizzy, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizzy.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZY to learn more.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Riley County. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Hanover will host Valley Heights. Frankfort is home to Blue Valley. Axtell tips off at Donovan West. Washington County's at Lynn and Centralia at Troy. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip at 8, live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks rose ahead of an important week for the economy. The Dow was up 224 points, NASDAQ added 173, and the S&P closed at a new high, up 37 points. Five big tech stocks of the group nicknamed the Magnificent Seven will report their latest earnings this week. Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, and Microsoft. Because they are so much bigger in size than almost any other stock, their movements pack a substantial punch on the S&P and the other indices, and they will need to meet analyst expectations for growth to justify their huge recent moves. Speaking of Amazon, the company has called off its bid to buy iRobot, citing major hurdles from the European Union. The Federal Reserve will meet Wednesday to make its latest decision on interest rates. The overall expectation is no change this time, but that the central bank could cut interest rates at its next meeting in March. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Good Tuesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Tuesday morning, and at these times, we check in with Larry Steckline with the latest Steckline report as USDA has a most recent hay report out. Larry?
A crop production 23 summary included data on hay production. And it's kind of interesting because we haven't had one of these for a good long time. But I got to tell you, I'm hearing all kinds of stories about what they're charging for alfalfa and prairie hay and all kinds of stuff around. Even just plain old weeds are selling pretty good. In the meantime, are we really that short? Boy, not according to those boys in Washington. They ought to have several loads for you folks at half price. All hay production in the U.S. was 6.3% higher than a year ago, 7.8% below the 10-year average, though, yet. Alfalfa was 2.2% higher year over year, 9.8%, though, down from a year ago. Total other hay production was up 9.5%, and I believe that one because I know a lot of farmers that cut everything that looked like it was green and baled it up, so I understand that. Total hay stocks were at 6.9% higher in 2023, 10.8% below the 10-year average, though, continuing. Seems like plenty of hay around. So why is it so expensive? Kansas was down 12% in hay stocks. Nebraska up 28%. Oklahoma up 96%. Kentucky down 3.25%, and they're the only ones that joined us. Everybody else is kind of out. So all in all, folks, a lot of hay around. It's just not around here. So trucking costs, no doubt about that. Those old kids that grew a lot, we got to go get it, and we got to pay to get it here. And that's pretty expensive. In the meantime, we'll kind of check out things over on the cattle side. Do we need more hay than what we're looking at right now? And will those prices continue to be strong? Looks like they will through this year here. See you on the next Steckline report.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State and the Kansas Forage and Grassland Council saw that producers were wanting to learn more about their alfalfa. K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato discusses a school they are putting on together for producers.
It made complete sense to do it together between KSRE and the Kansas Grassland and Forage Council. So actually, this alfalfa school is going to go on Tuesday, February 13th, in Great Bend. And we're going to start it at 8:30 a.m. and run through around 3 p.m. or so. So it's kind of like a not really a full day, but a good part of a work day there on that Tuesday, February 13th.
He breaks down the day by first discussing the topics that will be presented before lunch.
Kicking off the program there kind of in the morning is insect control, right? So what pests are important for alfalfa and how do we control them? And to cover that for us, we have Anthony Zukoff. I will then follow up from Andrew Stock. And right now I'm planning on covering some management practices for high yielding alfalfa. And these will cover both what alfalfa growers are doing now, as well as some of the small plot research that we have done. And finally, I'm also going to cover some related to how far can we push in terms of water use efficiency for alfalfa. Following up my talk there, we have Dr. John Hallman. And John Hallman and a master student from his program, Nick Datter, they will both kind of work together, and they will cover essentially alfalfa management, both under irrigation and under drought conditions. And finally, his master student, Nick Datter, is going to cover water use efficiency of some alternative legumes in southwest Kansas.
Lolato previews the speakers and their topics that are happening after the provided lunch.
Dr. Dorivar Ruiz-Diaz was going to cover different aspects of nutrient management in alfalfa, such as like a crop nutrient removal and crop nutrient needs, management of phosphorus fertilizer, potassium, sulfur, and other important nutrients for high-yielding alfalfas. And then wrapping up the talk piece of the program, we'll have Dr. Justin Wagoner. So here he's going to cover many aspects of post-harvest alfalfa usage in the beef industry, like usage in cow-calf operations, usage in beef cattle growing operations, and usage in feedlots, as well as time trends in alfalfa quality.
That was K-State wheat production specialist Romulo Lolato with information about the 2024 alfalfa school on February 13th in Great Bend, Kansas. Learn more about registration at www.ksfgc.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Quality, integrity, durability. These values make Landall stand out above the rest. Landall Company offers stable employment, competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, overtime hours, growth opportunities, and a benefit package that includes profit sharing, comprehensive insurance package, paid time off, and more. It's not too late to get your new year started off right. Apply online today at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO employer vets and disabilities welcome. Learn more online at Landall.com today.
Many of the foods we routinely store in the fridge are better left out. We will share some examples today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. 32nd President Franklin D. Roosevelt was born on this day, and the Lone Ranger made his radio debut today in 1933. There's no harm in refrigerating things like honey, pickles, or maple syrup, but the truth is, unless you like them cold, they needn't be. Here are some other foods that are better unrefrigerated. If covered, butter is safe on the counter for several days and much more spreadable. Refrigeration will make bread go stale faster, and it makes ground coffee lose moisture and flavor. Potatoes like cool, dark storage, but the fridge is too cold. Use a paper bag instead. And keep onions out of the fridge. Not only will they soften more quickly, they'll make everything else smell like onions. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees, which was a high just a couple of weeks back. And we were looking at record lows, could be nudging record highs this week. In the 50s again today, but topping 60 likely Wednesday and Thursday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens to book their fourth trip in the last 5 years to the Super Bowl. This time it will be played in Vegas against their first opponent in the Super Bowl in the Patrick Mahomes era, the San Francisco 49ers. Here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say as he ties up Peyton Manning for third all-time in playoff wins.
It truly is special just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long. Guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
Here's what head coach Andy Reid had to say.
How about the Chiefs? You know, I mean, what a great deal that was. I thought our guys played hard, aggressive football. It always starts with the offensive defensive line. They came out, you know, with a purpose here and played their hearts out. Pat Mahomes did a great job again, as he normally does.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying a Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
Despite 20 points and 15 rebounds from Hunter Dickinson, the number 7 Kansas Jayhawks fell to the number 23 Iowa State Cyclones this past weekend at the Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. Iowa State is now 13-0 at home, and KU has fallen to 4-3 in the conference. Iowa State's next game is against Baylor on February 3rd, and KU has a chance to rectify their loss against Oklahoma State on Tuesday. Former KU Jayhawk Joel Embiid has been named an NBA All-Star Game starter, making his 7th straight appearance in the game. The NBA's All-Star Game will be in Indianapolis on February 18th. In other news, the Wildcats of K-State were not able to come away with a victory over the Houston Cougars, as they are ranked number 4 in the country and were hosting the game. They came away with a victory 74-52. Cam Carter led the team in scoring with 16 points and 5 rebounds, as Arthur Kaluma piled in 11. K-State's women's basketball team is up to number 2 in the country, with matchups against Oklahoma and Texas coming up soon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville hosting Riley County. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover will host Valley Heights. Frankfort is home to Blue Valley. Axtell tips off at Donovan West. Washington County's at Lynn and Centralia at Troy. Kansas Jayhawks pregame at 7:30, tip at 8. Live tonight on KNDY FM 95.5.
KNDY. Thank you.
lot of people breaking hearts these days, giving up and just walking away. Forever's just another word that you hear young lovers say. I know it may be old-fashioned, but I still believe love stays when the strong winds blow, even when it hurts. Don't let go. You got to treat her right. Understand, she's your woman, you're her man. Tell her that you need her like the desert needs the rain. If you treat her right, show her you care. When you need her, she'll be there, like an island in the storm, a beacon in the night. If you love her, treat her right. Ain't easy to find, the faithful and the loving kind. And if you don't hold her tight, just slip right through your hands. Love gives more than it takes, so be willing for her sake. Stand by when the strong winds blow, even when it hurts, don't let go. Got to treat her right, understand, she's your woman, you're her man. Tell her that you need her like the desert needs the rain. And if you treat her right, show her you care. When you need her, she'll be there, like an island in the storm, a beacon in the night. If you love her, treat her right.